Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from Digital Ignition. I am Mike Salmon alongside John Ray. How you doing, John?
Great, Mike. How are you today?
Yeah, it's been a fun week. We've had wedding anniversaries. We've had birthdays. It's a celebration.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and happy anniversary.
Thank you. So, and a new grandbaby.
Congratulations even more.
Oh, that's the most fun.
Yes.
Just like we were saying before we went on the air, it's, you know, no calories to that, right? When the diaper gets soiled, you just hand it back to the kids.
Over.
Right. It's perfect.
Well, dote a little bit. Tell us about your new grandbaby.
7 pounds, 3 ounces, Brooks Vance is his name. So, and he's cuter than a button.
I'm sure he is.
Yes.
Congratulations.
He looks like his grandmama.
Oh, well, thank God for that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations for that. Well, we've got a special guest on our show today. Tino Mantella is with Tier 4 Advisors. He's a friend of the show. A friend of Business Radio X. He's been on a couple other shows. And Tino, we remember you from TAG, the Technology Association of Georgia, but you're now with Tier 4 Advisors. First of all, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. It's good to be back with you guys. It's been a while.
It has been. We were just checking. It's been over a year. So it's time to catch up with you.
Right.
Tier 4 Advisors. We're going to ask you about leaving TAG and all that. But tell us about the company you're with now, Tino.
So it's a great company, and it's very unique because if you think about it, pretty much every company needs to buy some type of IT services today. And they're getting hit with all different vendors coming in, and it's hard to make a decision. Even the most qualified and experienced technicians don't necessarily know all of the options coming in. So Tier 4 Advisors helps companies think through their IT procurement and make a selection. And a lot of times we don't have to charge them because our model is such that we have about 620 plus vendors that are in our stable, and we have all the analytics on them. And so when a company comes to us and says, hey, we need a new phone system, we need to move our data center, the multiple things that we do, then we can quickly help them make a decision on that. And so we save them time and money, and we get them the best results. So there's nobody quite like us here in the area. So it's good to be in this position and this company.
You're the president and CEO of the company. I'm going to steal John's question that he asked before the show, because I think it's a question worth asking. And that, of course, is that everyone knew you from TAG, so you had lots of opportunities. So why did you select Tier 4?
Yeah, it was funny. When I announced, I gave a year's notice, which was a little bit unusual, but I wanted to let the group, because I was there for, at that time, 11 years, know that I cared about them. I wanted to make sure that Technology Association of Georgia kept going onward and upward. So that year also gave me time to think about what I wanted to do. And I did get a lot of opportunities, a lot of offers. Many of them wanted to basically leverage my Rolodex. In fact, I got one call from someone that said, hey, Tino, we saw your resume. We know you from TAG. We'd like to hire you. We'd like to leverage your Rolodex. I'm like, is that the offer?
Yeah.
That's basically it. No foreplay on that or anything. It just went right for the juggler. And I'm like, yeah, no, that's not what I want to do. So I was looking for something that would be an opportunity where it was a company that could grow, have a lot of potential with a good model that was actually looking for someone that could come in and build the business along with Open Doors. So I like to do both of those things. So Tier 4 was a good fit. And we're not vendors. We sit between the client and the vendor. So it's kind of TAG-like in a way, because you're still really sitting with people that need help and support, and you're giving them the benefit of our experience and our skill to make decisions, you know, better for them and the company.
Now, Tino, folks think there's a huge difference between nonprofits and for-profits. You're in a prime position to address that question. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a great question. I'm actually doing a little bit of a speech on that in June 9th, I think it is, for a group called NetWeavers. And the theme is around, you know, the world of for-profit and nonprofit. And I had met with so many people over the years that are in for-profit and want to go into nonprofit, or in for-profit, nonprofit and want to go into for-profit, because where I sat at TAG, it was like, hey, I see you're in nonprofit. How does that work? Or they're looking for a role in nonprofit. They want to move into the tech space or whatever. So there's not that much difference when it comes down to it. I mean, there's things like, at the end of the day, the money in the for-profit goes into owner's equity. And at the end of the day, in the nonprofit, it goes into back into the mission of the organization. But a lot of things are similar. You're still creating strategy. You're trying to do the best things you can for the customer experience. You need to raise money somehow. Now, in TAG, we were selling memberships and sponsorships. And here we're building businesses that, you know, we'll get money from the vendors on the back end when the client signs the contract. So there's quite a few things that are very similar. The bottom line, too, is, you know, you're working with people. So I think sometimes people overlook that, and anybody looking at jobs and roles has to make sure that they're in the right group with the right people. And that goes a long way, because I think it was Peter Drucker that said culture eats strategy for breakfast. So something to keep in mind as people are looking to move, whether it's one way or the other.
Sure. So talk about the procurement process. Easy for me to say. Talk about that, where the pain points are that you address for companies.
Right. So, you know, let's just use an example. You know, company A comes to us and or we sit with them. At our first meetings, we sit with them and we basically go through a process of identifying what they're working on and what their pain points are. They feel like they're spending too much on their circuits. They have an old phone system. They need to do it. A lot of people want to move to the cloud. Not everybody necessarily knows exactly what that means, but they want to move to the cloud. They have data issues where they have so much data coming in, you know, petabytes of data, and they want to figure out how to save money on that. So what we do is we go through a process of discovery. So we'll spend as much time as needed to figure out exactly what they want. We'll do the analysis, and then often we'll write requirements and write an RFP. Could be on our name, so that you know, any vendors listening in don't take offense at this, but they don't get called by 100 vendors once the vendor knows that there's business to be had. So we'll do that on our paper and go through the process of really interviewing various potential vendors. And then getting all the information in from the RFP and laying it out where apples and apples are compared, and then taking it through to where we can actually sit down with the client and say, okay, here were the 6 bids that came in. Here's what we know about each company. Here's the pricing. Everybody's basically bringing in the same offer from a standpoint of capabilities. And then we go the process of usually they down select to a couple of companies. And then we'll sit in on the side of the table with the clients and help them whiteboard with the finalist vendors so that we can really see. And we'll ask questions if the client doesn't, until the point where they get into a contract.
Now, let's go back to that point where you're looking at client, what the client needs. I mean, what if I'm a business and I don't really know what I need, right? I mean, I'm the CEO, I'm the owner, I'm in the business. I'm not really the technology person. Are you making recommendations as to, you know, implementing certain aspects of IT that maybe I haven't thought of?
Yeah, we'll definitely help them think through things that they haven't thought of. That's part of our process, where it's like, let's say, for example, they want to move everything into AWS. That's not necessarily the best solution for them. It's just something they've read about or talked to people about. A lot of times there's certain applications that don't belong in in AWS, in our opinion, depends on a case-by-case basis. And so we really help them think through decision. And it, you know, we work with very small companies that might not have anybody in technology. Usually there's a person. And in that case, it's like, you know, please help me. I have all these things to do. And they'll call on us for multiple times to do things. For the, you know, the enterprise size companies, obviously they would have a lot of technology people, but they don't necessarily they shouldn't be expected to stay ahead of the curve in terms of all the technology that's coming into place. Or we'll get a call like we did with one company and said, look, I have good people. They all have 10 projects each to do, and this is number 11 and 12, and we need to get this done, so why don't you guys run with the ball with that? So it really varies from company to company, not as much by industry, but by what they want to accomplish.
We're talking with Tino Mantella with Tier 4 Advisors. He's the CEO and president of the company. The company's been around for about 5 years, founded by Jake Sherrill, and is considered one of the fastest-growing private companies in the Atlanta area. Without maybe giving away too many of the secrets, Tino, I know you're in a very competitive field, but what's been maybe some of the things that you could share with us why you guys have had so much success?
Well, one thing I want to point out is our net promoter score. Some people know that because if you fly on the airlines, let's say Delta Airlines, or buy a new car, you're going to get one question that says, will you refer us to a peer and give us a good reference, basically? And it's a scale of 0 to 100 or 1 to 10. And so far, and I always have to knock on wood, our score is 97 out of 100, which is pretty much unheard of. So far, the clients really like us in terms of the work that we do. And what was the other part of your question? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I think you're kind of answering it there. It's part of the secrets to the success of the growth of the company.
Yeah. The other piece of it is we have very experienced people on our team. So most of the folks came from the industry side. They all sit on the side. They're not sales people. They're really people that have sat on the side of the table with the clients. And we're fortunate to have a group that most of them have over 30 years experience in the industry. And they work for places like Travelport and McKesson and companies that that our clients would know and respect. So I think the secret sauce would be a few things. One is we have all these vendors that we have the analytics on. And so that's going to save people a heck of a lot of time to go through that process. Secondly, we have very experienced people. And third, our goal is to make sure that we have 100% satisfaction in terms of our clients. So those three things work together, and that's, I think, driving our growth and also driving the opportunities in the future.
You mentioned the NPS score, Tino, of 97, which, as you say, is almost unheard of. We were joking before the show. Disney's at an 83. So are you prepared right now on the air to state that Tier 4 Advisors is better than Disney?
Yeah, sorry, Mickey, but this has to be the facts. The facts are the facts.
That's great stuff. Geographically, where can you offer your services?
So anywhere in the world. We're here in Atlanta, but we're doing projects right now. I have a project that I'm doing in India, where companies trying to basically move into a data center there. We do have regional presidents in Tennessee and in Texas, so we're growing geographically. But if someone called us, a lot of times the client might be from here or the Southeast. And although it's expanding, we have a couple of clients in Ohio right now. But a lot of times the bigger companies will have their businesses all over the world. So they might have 50 data centers, and they're in Europe, and they're in Africa, and, you know, in Asia, and all over the world. And we have connections where we can help them figure out what the best decision is to make. So it's an Alpharetta company, but a global company at this point.
Not to put too much pressure on, but since leaving TAG, you're now running Tier 4 Advisors, fast-growing company. How do you keep it going? What are your plans for 2018?
Well, we're diversifying a bit, so we're able to, within our portfolio, we're learning more about the kinds of things that companies need. We're a company that focuses primarily on this IT service side, like data centers, telephony, and then we have a whole category called game-changing technologies, which gives us license to get into things like mobile optimization, compression of data, a variety of other things. We also have basically spun out a company called Tier 4 Secure, and that's a fast-growing company that really focuses on helping make sure our clients are secure. So penetration testing, vulnerability assessments, security policies, even fractional CISO or part-time CISO work. Obviously, that's a hot topic now. It was a hot topic during the TAG days where we started a whole new organization around security there that's become a really a national organization now that's headquartered here in Atlanta. So the combination of just broadening our capabilities. And then we talked to our kind of fellow partners in crime here in Atlanta, and they make the point that Atlanta is a growing community. So even if we focused on doing business just in this area, there's so many companies that could use our services. I mean, we'd never run out of opportunities to build the business. But we made the Pacesetter Awards the last 2 years, recognizes one of the fastest 100 growing private companies in Atlanta. And we think we're on a good trajectory to continue that.
Okay, Tino. So for those out there that are listening, you know, what are the characteristics that are going on in those companies that would compel them to call you for help? Let's identify some clients for you out there.
Yeah, number one is John Doe is overwhelmed, has, you know, two people on their technology staff, and they have 10 things they have to do, and they're getting pressured to make sure they get them done this year. We can really be an extension of the client. Number two is Sally Sue has to save $40 million in their technology because they just got merged with another tech company, and mandate from the president is to find savings. Tier 4 is very good at that. We've helped some big companies save over $8 million recently in terms of just looking at all of their spends and seeing if there's ways to save money. Even the big companies, sometimes they don't recognize the opportunities within the company. They're just not focused on it. And if they let Tier 4 come in with high trust and say, hey, look at all our invoices and see if you can save us money, that's something we can do. And if it's a mid-sized company, they may have a specific project that they want us to take on, kind of take off their plate, be a good extension of their team. And, you know, we do that kind of all day, every day.
John Doe and Sally Sue are good friends of mine, good people, by the way. It sounds like you can work with companies of any size.
Yeah, it's funny because there was a couple of questions when I came in and we looked at strategy and said, okay, what size company do we work on? And then we looked at the companies we were working with, and they ranged from, let's say, $5 million. A company maybe is just moving their offices. We're working with a couple companies now that they're just moving to a new office, so they need phones, they need conference kind of conference technology. They need security on the doors. They might want 24/7 management, and we can do all that for them quickly. You know, so they can focus on their core business. They don't have to figure out like what circuit should we run into the building, or who does the best conferencing on audio equipment, that kind of thing. So, and then the big companies, again, we talked about that. They have other needs. So there's really this opportunity to really touch on any company. And then the second question we asked is, what's our vertical industries that we work on? Well, the same answer there. I mean, we have, right now we're doing a campaign for law firms because we've had some success with law firms, banking community. We're working with KOA campgrounds that would like to put wireless in all of their facilities. Gone are the days that there's a sleeping bag and, you know, you're going to sleep out. You're not going to watch Netflix. You know, now they want all the creature comforts. So those are the kind of things we can do to help people. So there's not really a vertical industry, and there's not really a size of the company that we work with. It really is, as they say, kind of the ocean is opportunity.
Well, it's wonderful to catch up with you and have you come on into the Business Radio X studio. Before we let you go, I do want to ask you, you were so connected to TAG for over a decade running that organization. What do you miss most about not being with TAG anymore?
Well, TAG was so much fun for so long. I mean, the reason I made a decision to leave is I just wanted to leave on a high in terms of my energy level. And 12 years was probably a good run at that before. So I think I left it with the same level of energy that I started the job. To some degree, I miss the broader community. You know, we had 36 different special interest groups we call societies. So it was very diverse in terms of working with all the societies, working with the companies. We built a nice staff that started from just myself and maybe 1.5 people who left after the first couple months. So we ended up with about 40 team members and great people. Some of them are now running executive directors of their own nonprofits, which is always fun to see. So it's different, but that's what I liked is just, I think, recharge, see if I can test myself and do something else. And
right.
You know, that's what I'm working on. And Jake Sherrill, the founders, you know, I give a lot of credit to him. I mean, he built it from zero, one of those guys that built it in his basement and said, I just have this idea. And he put a lot of energy into it to make it happen. I don't think I gave the website number. You guys are going to ask me that.
That's the next question for those that would like to reach out to you. Please. Where can they get more information about Tier 4 Advisors?
Yeah, they can certainly call me 678-984-8528, or they can go to tier4advisors.com, and you'll get a lot of information on that. That's tier4advisors.com. So we'd love to have people just call. There's, again, no obligation, but I'm happy to come out personally or one of my team members to just talk to you about, you know, what you're looking at and see if we can be helpful.
Tier4advisors.com. I want to just point out it's the number 4, tier4advisors.com. Tino, thank you so much for coming on in.
Well, thanks for what you guys do. It's really a contribution to the community. So we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tino Mantella, President CEO of Tier 4 Advisors here on North Fulton Business Radio. A couple quick notes before we wrap up the show. Want to remind you that we're brought to you by Proactive Payroll. Are you tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and much, much more. They don't just process payrolls, they build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. And also, don't forget, we're broadcasting from Digital Ignition, the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. You can have a private working space here, dedicated desks, meeting rooms, event space. There's a classroom, video recording studio, a great break room, and so much more. If you want great co-working as well as space which will impress your investors, customers, and future employees, visit digitalignition.com. And last but certainly not least, I want to remind everybody you can listen to this episode of North Fulton Business Radio anytime 24/7 by going to businessradiox.com, select the North Fulton studio, and of course, this show is North Fulton Business Radio. The show is also available on iTunes, so subscribe there, and we're all over social media as well, so we hope you will follow us on social media.
We're all over the place.
We are. You can't get away from us.
You can't get away from us.
It's like a bad rash.
That's why we have to keep getting good guests like Tino.
Exactly, exactly. John, enjoy your weekend. I'll see you next time.
I look forward to it.
For John, I'm Mike, and our producer, Trey. We'll see you next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.